Okay, let's move on and talk about your next patient, a 65-year-old lady.
This lady was diagnosed. She had breast cancer once in the 1990s, treated with a lumpectomy, radiation, and adjuvant chemotherapy at that time. Had a recurrence in the same breast early 2000s. Had a mastectomy for that. It was hormone-positive disease. It was recommended that she take a hormonal therapy. She just did not. It was not any particular toxicity. She had heard bad things about tamoxifen, and she simply did not want to be on tamoxifen, so she just didn't take it. So I started seeing her about 10 years from a mastectomy when she actually presented with right hip pain. An MRI was done, which showed a mass in the hip and was biopsied, and the biopsy showed metastatic hormone-positive breast cancer. In addition to her right hip pain, she had some cervical lesions, which were also painful. So at that point, she received palliative radiotherapy for her painful bone metastasis. And at that point, palbociclib was not approved. So I started her on anastrozole therapy. And she's done beautifully since then. She's had no recurrence. She's been on anastrozole for about 4 years now with no evidence of disease progression. A couple interesting things about her. So after I started her on anastrozole, palbociclib got approved. And then I spoke to her about it, and I said, you know, like, it seems to add a lot to the aromatase inhibitor. And she wasn't too keen on it, but upon my suggestion, she was willing to try it. So we tried the palbo at the standard dose for a couple months or so.